Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again in our new episode of the program that goes by the name of The Perished Kings of the Past. Today, we'll be talking about another arrogant king who was not only arrogant, but was also very oppressive. He was very cunning and very mischievous. The event relating to this very king has also been mentioned in the glorious Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about him in Surah Fil of the Holy Quran. And this event that we will be covering in this series of others is also known as the event of the elephant. So by now, many viewers of Madani Channel would know that which king, which individual are we talking about. This king, his name was Abraha. So inshallah, in this series of others, we will be covering the topic of Abraha in much detail. Before doing so, let's listen to the blessing and virtue of reciting Durood, sending peace and salutations upon our master, our beloved Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi ta'ala mentions a beautiful hadith in Sunan Tirmidhi, volume 2, page number 27, hadith number 484. On the day of judgment, the closest to me, the person who will be closest to me would be the one who would recite most durood upon me, who would send most peace and salutation upon me. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we shall try to recite as much durood as we can upon our master, our beloved Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So our today's topic, Abraha. Who was Abraha? And which area did he conquer? Which area's king was he? He was the king of Yemen and Abyssinia. And Abraha, because of being king and an arrogant king, many whispers also occupied his mind. Now, he was a follower of such a religion that was a baseless religion. It had no truth in it, and it had no moral or ethical values. Now, let us cover the aspect of how Abraha became king. How he attained kingdom, let's hear about this. Hazrat Sayyiduna Ismail Haqqi rahimahullah mentions in Tafsir Ruh al-Bayan that there was a king called Umar, also known as Zunawaz. And he was a very tyrant, very oppressive king. He was burning Muslims, he was setting them ablaze. And he was oppressing them and tyrannizing them severely. In the midst of all this, one Muslim, he fled from that town, the town of Zunawaz. So this young man, he came to Najashi king and mentioned the accounts of oppressions and tyrannies that they were going through. And he started to encourage and entice Asmaha bin Bahar, i.e. Najashi king, to rage a war against Zunawaz, so that they could attain salvation from his oppressions, from his tyrannies. Now, listening to the entire account of the young man, the Najashi king, he mobilized an army of 70,000 strong and vigorous soldiers. When he mobilized this army, then he gave the command of this army to an individual called Iryad. So Iryad became the commander-in-chief of this army that was going to attack Zunawaz, and Abraha, Yes, the same Abraha about whom we're talking today, he was also included within this army of 70,000 soldiers. Now, Najashi king, he ordered that you may attack Zunawat in Yemen. This whole army sailed through the sea and reached the seashore of Yemen. Over there, the army of Iryad attacked the army of Zunawat and defeated them. Now, seeing all this, Zunawat, he ran away, he fled from Yemen, saving his own life. So what he did was, this whilst running away, Zunawat, he embarked upon the journey of sea, and he went in a boat in order to save his own life. But the army of Iryad followed him, they chased him, and when Zunawat, he saw that the army of Iryad is about to catch him, and they have reached very close to his boat, then what he did was that he jumped off the boat into the sea and committed suicide. So you see, a king, a tyrant king, an oppressive king who was oppressing Muslims, who was setting them ablaze, who was burning them, what a disgraceful and haram death he faced. So this is where Zunawat, he died, he committed suicide. And after Zunawat, he committed suicide, Iryad, he took over the control of Yemen and became the king of the entire Yemen. Now, because Iryad earlier was the commander-in-chief of the army, and now that he had become a king, the position of commander-in-chief of the army was now vacant. So Abraha, who up to now was fighting as an ordinary soldier in the army of Iryad, after Iryad became a king of Yemen, that's when Abraha became the commander-in-chief of the same very army. Over here, dear viewers of Madani channel, let's also learn that what Abraha actually means. Abraha is a word of the Abyssinian language and it means the one with a graceful face. So this is what its literal meanings are. So Abraha has now become the commander-in-chief of the army and Iryad has now become the king of Yemen. Now, quite some time had passed by that Iryad was the king and Abraha was serving as the commander-in-chief of the army. But the reason because Abraha was an accursed and mischievous individual, so what he did was that he started to conspire against the kingdom of Iryad and he started to entice people to go against him. So these conspiracies also started to take place within the kingdom of Iryad. And the main person, the main role play behind all these conspiracies was of Abraha. Now, the outcome of these conspiracies and this mischievous approach of Abraha was that the kingdom, the army of Iryad was divided into two groups. One group was with Iryad and the other group was with Abraha. Now, dear viewers of Madani channel, the differences, the confrontation, the tension between both groups rose so much, it became so intense that both the groups came against each other to face each other in a battle. That's how severe things came up to, that they both came to face each other in a war. So, to settle these differences, it came down to a point where both of them were willing to fight each other, to go against each other into a war. So now, at one side, Iryad came to the battlefield along with his group, and on the other hand, Abraha came to the battlefield along with his very group. Now, when both the groups, they gathered in the battlefield, Abraha sent an ambassador from his side to Iryad, saying that, there's no point of having our armies to fight each other. If that happens, then there would be a great loss to the armies of both of us and there will be a lot of bloodshed. A lot of people will also die. Why not? We both fight each other and whosoever wins, he can become the ruler, the king of the entire Yemen. So this is the proposal that Abraha comes up with. And Iryad, he accepted this proposal of Abraha. And after he accepted this proposal, Iyad and Abraha, both of them came face to face to fight each other in the battlefield. And it was decided that whoever out of Iyad and Abraha wins, they would become the king of the entire Yemen. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, Mufassireen, they stated that in the midst of all this, as all this was taking place, Najashi king, he was kept unaware of this. He was not aware of all this that was happening in Yemen. And Mufassireen, they've also mentioned another fact over here, that the kunyah, the patronymic name of Abraha was Abu Yaksun. He was short and fat. And on the other hand, Iyad, he was tall as well as very strong. Now, the time came when Abraha and Iyad, they came face to face in the battlefield. Now, one of the slaves of Abraha, whose name was Adud, was also coming behind Abraha to ensure that no one attacks Abraha from behind, from the back. So, this very slave also accompanied his master, Abraha. And Iyad also was ready to fight in the battlefield. Now, as the battle started, Iyad was the first one to go ahead and attack Abraha. So, Iyad, he attacked Abraha with a spear. And what happened was that when Iyad, he attacked Abraha with his spear, then it tore through the warrior heart of Abraha, injured his eyebrow, and wounded his forehead all the way up to his nose. So this was the effect of the attack, the strike of Iyad. Now, due to this very reason, Abraha was also called Al-Ashram, because his forehead, eyebrow, and nose were affected due to the attack, due to the strike of Iyad. So this is what it means, what Al-Ashram means. So he also became famous with this very title as well. So this was the reason behind why his title Al-Ashram was famous amongst people. So now Iyad had attacked Abraha, and Abraha, he faced these injuries on his forehead, on his eyebrow, and all the way up to his nose. Anyhow, now what happened was that it was the time for Abraha to attack, but the slave of Abraha, whose name was Adud, he came from behind and very cunningly deceived Iyad and attacked him and killed him. So this is how Abraha overcame Iyad. And again, he wouldn't have been able to overcome Iyad if he had faced him face to face like a brave soldier, because Iyad, from every aspect, every dimension, was stronger than Abraha. But because Abraha had his a slave behind him, so very cunningly and by deceiving Iyad, this is how Iyad was killed, by the help of the slave of Abraha. So when this event took place, when Iyad was killed and Abraha became victorious over Iyad, this is how Abraha became the king of Yemen. And everyone, all the people, accepted his kingship, because this was the agreement beforehand that whoever wins the battle, he will be given the kingship of the entire Yemen. And this proposal was accepted by the king at the time, Iyad. And although Abraha killed him through a cunning approach, through deceiving him, but at the end of the day, he had killed Iyad and he had become victorious. Hence, Abraha was now the king of the entire Yemen. The kingship of the entire Yemen, the kingdom of the entire Yemen, was under the rule of Abraha. So he was a newly appointed king now. But keep in mind, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that up to now, Najashi king, who actually sent the army of Iyad, who sent Iyad and even Abraha to fight Zunawaz and help the Muslims of that time to attain salvation from the oppressions and tyrannies of Zunawaz, same Najashi king, up to now, he was unaware of all the events that had taken place in Yemen, and that Iryad has been killed and Abraha has cunningly now succeeded in becoming the king of Yemen. But now a time came when Najashi king, he received this news, he became aware of the fact that Iryad has been killed and Abraha has become the king of Yemen. So when this event took place, when the Najashi king came to know about this fact, he became very, very furious. He became very, very angry because he knew that he himself had sent Iryad to fight Zunawad, and he had appointed Iryad to defeat the army of Zunawad. And in other words, when Iryad became the king of Yemen, it was like Najashi king appointing him as the king of Yemen. So, of course, when he found out that I am the one who appointed Iryad as the king of Yemen, but now Abraha cunningly has killed Iryad and has become the king of Yemen, upon this, he swore an oath to kill Abraha, to take this revenge back, as he considered this to be a mistreatment from the side of Abraha, on behalf of Abraha. He considered this as disloyalty from Abraha, because Abraha was sent by him as a soldier, and all of a sudden Abraha turned the tables around and became the king instead of Iryad. So this was in a way going against the command of the king. Hence Najashi king, he became extremely furious and he swore an oath that he will now kill Abraha. So after this, when Abraha found out that Najashi king is extremely furious because of this action of mine, and he has sworn an oath to kill me as a revenge for this very action of mine, then what was the condition of Abraha? What did Abraha do then? Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will cover this in our next episode. So please make sure that you tune back in this program of ours that goes by the name of the Perished Kings of the Past to know more about what happened next and what Abraha did and what Najashi did to him. Till then, take very good care of yourself and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all.